Are you what is it called? Auditioning for ASMR drinking water video?
No, this is the new eating pussy VR. When you click number 4, that's that nose that comes out. Welcome to another episode of
Brothers Weekly.
When we go through this shit, I drive 20 minutes over here. Mm-hmm. If you're over the age of 70, get a fucking Uber. Don't fucking drive. Your instincts are not the same. Not older is not always fucking better. You drive like a bitch. Sorry to tell you.
I mean, I've seen,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I have seen old people that drive fast.
Oh yeah, and that's the ones that die in a car accident.
But no, like I mean,
if you're over 70, your instincts are not the same.
Yeah.
When you were born, the fastest car was 25 miles per hour. That's why the maximum speed was 45. And even though the speed's 60, you're going 45 because you think you're going fast as fuck, but you're not. You know, it pisses me the fuck off.
You know what? At one point, you're gonna be 75, you know.
And I won't drive. When I'm 75,
we'll see about that.
When I'm 75, it's what, 2021. Oh, we're still talking about racism, so we might not have flying cars by then. But
20 it'll be around 2070.
No, so I'm 28, 20 years more. That's 48.
I'm saying like 50.
So 40 years from now.
Yeah, 2060 something. 61, 62 maybe.
So I'm hoping by then I can get in a car and say, can I go to Walmart? And it goes, stops at Walmart. My shit's waiting for me already, right?
Yeah. Drives you back. Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
Or like, beat me up, Scotty, at Walmart.
Walmart.
That'll be fucking lit.
And then it fucks up in the middle and then you end up with half woman, half your body and shit.
Yeah, like the movies. Yeah.
But listen to me. And then there's dumb young motherfuckers, right, that their grandparents taught them how to drive. You can go one or two over the speed limit. Don't fucking go under, you pussy ass bitch. You don't have to do a full stop to do a right turn into McDonald's. You can slow down a bit and turn. You don't have to like, and then turn. Pisses me the fuck off that I have to full brake for you to turn to get a fucking burger, pussy. That you might have heartburn later because you can't eat red meat. But you still buy the fucking burger. And drive like a bitch.
Oh, boy.
You and your grandpa.
I'm Brian Homer.
I saw it. Some of you, your grandma taught you how to drive 30 years ago. 30 years ago, she was still driving. She wouldn't go over 45. She did now. You're still driving like her. So that's one way of carrying on the legacy of somebody.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Learn how to fucking drive.
I mean, I understand, but
it's 2021, man. Learn how to fucking drive like a normal fucking person. If it's 45, go 45 or a little bit over. If you're scared of the cop, you're a little bitch. He's gonna stop and he's gonna be like, yeah, you've never been stopped by the cop, so he's gonna
but
boop,
yeah,
boop.
No, I'm gonna give him an experience. Just, no.
I'm gonna give him an experience right now.
Right, okay.
Boop boop. Roll down your window.
Alright.
Hey son, you know why I stopped you today?
No sir.
Yeah, cause I'm dumb as shit.
You were going 46 on a 45.
Oh.
Every license registration? And you've been taking care of your whole life. You don't even know where that is. So you got to call your mommy and grandmommy. See where they put your fucking papers, you bitch. Right?
I think somebody got stopped and he didn't know what a registration was.
Yeah, because
I saw that in the news or something.
You probably. Because you're 16, right? Mm-hmm. And your daddy and mommy make money. They buy you a fucking car, right? They pay an instructor to do classes, but they don't show you where to keep your license, where your registration of your car, your insurance, because that mommy and daddy do all for you. Then you turn 25 and you're still a little piece of shit. And your dad's paying your child support because you don't work and your car's like 20 years old. Bitch. I fucking hate people so much, man. I was driving here. There was an accident on I-4. The accident was off the road and there was still a fucking traffic because people wanted to see what the fuck was going on.
Yep, yeah, that happens a lot.
Right? And then they want to see, and then when it, they when they're done seeing, they want to switch all the way out.
Yeah, to the other side, and then they cost.
Mind your own fucking business, bitch. That's why that's why the world is how it is right now. Yeah, all the shit that happens is because you're looking out your fucking window, minding your not fucking business.
Yep. And then trying to record it.
And then record it or call the cops on somebody that doesn't even need to be called the cops on because you wanted to be on TikTok. ABC News.
Famous on TikTok.
Nobody watches ABC News no more, bitch.
Oh my God.
So, learn how to drive first. Mm-hmm. Second, be a better person and mm-hmm. do right turns fast. And go the fucking speed limit. Pussy. Yes.
I mean, but if you go under too much, that you will that you get stopped too, because it's almost as driving over the speed limit. Because
you're the drunk or high, and only the fucking kids nowadays they're fucking on antidepressants, high as shit. Anyway, you fucking go outside, go play or something.
Oh boy,
I'm depressed. I'm on depressants. Okay, sure. It happens, but get the fuck over it, right?
Shit.
Right? Find friends, do something. I don't know if you watched or heard a little bit the first Biden's what's it called? The
State of the Union?
State of Union?
No.
He said when the Declaration was signed, we the people meant we the government. So technically what he was saying is that anything written on there should be just government. We can change it whenever we want.
I mean, the whole idea was we're doing this constitution now, but they created the amendments so we can fix it later as time progressed. But it doesn't mean.
Yeah. So he said, he goes, when they signed it, it was we the people meant we the government.
He said it like that?
He said it like that.
Then that's not a democracy.
No.
Democracy is the people.
He said, we the people means we the government. That's exactly how he said it. I don't know if you can look it up, but.
What the fuck?
I'm going to try. And like, fucking Kamala Harris in the back and the other lady in the back are like.
Oh, shit.
You can see it through their mask.
And then I heard the thing about the kids on the border. He said that at the beginning of the term, he said, we'll take them all. And now it's like, do not send your kids. Mm-hmm. On the border thing, he said first said, we will take all the kids.
Said, don't send your kids.
And now he went like, don't send your kids. So he said he's causing confusion on the state borders. And said, like, they were interviewing people that were trying to migrate and stuff. And they go, like, we don't know what to do. He says one thing, then he changes his mind. He says another thing. It was a big deal. I know it was a big deal on the, yeah, you know, because I watch Spanish news. Yeah.
It's really, because, he's fucking out so bad, yeah. Bro.
It was kind of crazy. Like, parents, like, well, I don't know. We don't know what to do then. Yeah, so he has a problem in the borders now. But we, the government. Man. Oh, shit. That's something like Hitler would say, shit.
Joe Biden reverse of Ronald Reagan. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because the whole idea of we the people, meaning we the people vote to change the Constitution. Like, if the Constitution needs to be changed, it will still be something that we need to vote on.
You're saying his whole speech on the thing of union was all reverse of Ronald Reagan's. Like, he watched Ronald Reagan's and they said everything backwards.
Oh boy, that's bad.
Here is the this is the whole interview.
But damn, saying
the most radical line tonight was when Joe Biden said, "We the people is the government." No, Joe, you seriously misunderstand the Constitution. We the people is not the government. We are not a country of dictators in Washington.
Yeah, because only dictators will say something like that.
He said, yeah. He said, we the people is the government.
Yeah, that's something, what's his name from Venezuela will say? Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
Maduro will say that shit.
Yeah, so.
That's the president you voted in.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying number one was better than number two or number two is better than number one.
But this guy is, oof.
You know what I'm saying?
Whoever is writing his speeches is like,
whoever proofread that shit, shit did not see that. He's like, hey, can you prove this real quick? Since it's right. Yeah, Mr. President, that's great. I don't give a fuck.
I need this job.
That's the guy that rep proof the proof.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I need my job.
Hey, is $1,400 good for everybody? Yeah, sure. Here you go, Mr. President. No more fucking worry about it. Yeah, yeah. Is it a good idea to give all these Americans all this money and then owe it later? Yeah, sure, Mr. President. Here you go, sign this. They're not.
I don't think he knows what he's reading. He's just reading it off the screen. Fuck it.
What the fuck? What's the point? So if we the people is the government.
Yep.
When it says we have the right to bear arms.
He means the government.
Means the government has the right to bear arms. Nobody else.
Nobody else. Which is what?
We the people have
freedom. which other countries were like that?
we the people have freedom of speech.
No, the government the does. Government we don't.
We don't. Okay. It's just... Putting it out there, bro. I'm just saying. You guys wanted, you guys called the other one a dictator and voted one in. Like an actual one. Yeah. Like his son has ties with China.
Just look at the gas prices. Look at the... everything's going up on price right
we're
now. Just,
we're making money for other people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I said boobs on Twitter and I'm a bad president. I've been saying it since before election, and I said it during and after. We're looking at the wrong fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
The news are
we are going for feelings and not for what's right.
The news are giving you the fucking technology and gossip, right?
I mean, the news is just pretty much playing with your minds and you're just falling for it.
Here's what I'm going to go with, right? Mm-hmm. I do understand, right, that we're living in a society where men like men, women like women, people are cutting their dicks off or growing dicks, whatever you want to do with your body, mm-hmm. right? But I don't think that a news coming in saying, giving 45 minutes to a topic of, yeah, transgender, blah, 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 could be cut into 15 minutes and go, our president just fucking said that we the people is the fucking government should have a bigger fucking spot on the news than James Charles sending new pictures to young teens.
Which is still not
as big, you know what I'm saying? But
I mean, they still talking about that? I thought, you know,
it's an example.
Yeah, yeah, I know what I'm saying, but still, it's something we didn't do nothing about.
Yeah, and it got talked for a little bit, and that was it. That wasn't even on the news, I think.
No, it was on the media.
Media,
like social media.
Social heroes. Fly, bitch. Fly. No, right. Okay. So what I'm saying is the news is not doing the job it's supposed to be doing, because the news is supposed to keep the people in the loop.
Informed. But what they do is try to get views, or they're more interested of who's watching me than what I'm delivering.
They have a section of the news of the most cutest puppy in the whole fucking world, but we don't talk about the fact that there's Mexicans in the border dying somewhere because our government doesn't know what the fuck to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Fuck your puppy, bitch. Who came up with that fucking segment?
Exactly.
I'll beat the shit out of him. I'll bop your shit. You go on and fucking Google cute puppy, and a million pictures are going to come up. You don't need to put that in the fucking news.
Nope.
Right?
That can be an article, right? On the site or whatever.
I don't remember the last time the news touched on the homeless subject.
Which is big concerns.
Hmm?
Especially in California.
No, we did trillions on... What was it? Social reconstruction? Is that what he named it? What was it?
The what?
What Biden did last time? Social reconstruction or some shit?
Social.
Trillions of dollars in COVID-19 this, COVID-19 that, social reconstruction, whatever the fuck. How about you put some of those millions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And go to a fucking place where homeless is crazy as shit.
California?
Buy a fucking lot. And do like an apartment complex for homeless people.
True.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. And obviously, some of them have drug addictions. You put a little fucking center there, too. Right? You give mm-hmm. one or two counselors a job that they fucking need. Right? Mm-hmm. And they help them do their drug abuse or whatever the fuck. And then for them to stay there and get their life straight, they all have maintenance jobs, painting jobs.
Yeah, so it's most of these
people, most of these people are fucking veterans.
And
most
they
of these
know how to work.
Have studies and professions.
That there's people that still are working, but the amount of money they're making, they can't afford a housing, but they live in the
there's
street.
People
but they
that
work.
Have a car, but they have to live in a fucking tent because there's not enough money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that person that is a wife and two kids would? You make a single bedroom apartment will be safer and healthier there. And from there, they tell them, hey, man, every Saturday you're going to have to come down and cut the weeds and wash and water these plants, whatever, and keep the sidewalk clean. And then you can live here until you get your shit straight.
And you can afford a house or something.
And then you can do something, right? But no, we want to do millions for something fucking else, right? Because that's the American dream. Having a car and a job to live in a fucking tent with your family.
Yep.
That's what people come over here for.
I mean, they're interviewing people that in New York, California, and they go, how long have you been living since I'm 14?
Yeah. And they live like shit since they've been 14 because... But we want to give, you know... the person that has five kids, child support and food stamps and... all that shit, $1,400 more a month, just because.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't. They don't have to work. She or he or whoever the fuck it is, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's a general conversation.
Exactly.
If you get mad because you're a piece of shit, and you're the one taking advantage of the government, pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You can kiss my whole hairy
is
ass.
This is where a lot of people didn't like what Kennedy said a long time ago. They were like. People ask what the government can do for you, but nobody asks like, what can you do for the country?
Yeah.
What can you do for the country?
Exactly.
Yeah, because I mean, Biden is not wrong at saying that we the people are in the government because.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Because we rely too much on the government.
We shouldn't.
The whole system of the government was put to make laws, to keep everybody in line, and to help. The unfortunate people.
Yeah, exactly. And then,
it became a system where everybody gets help. And then there's people that know how to get help when they don't need the help.
Exactly.
And live a steady life by abusing the taxpayer money.
Yeah, they need the help.
So, in other words, 50% of the country is working, paying taxes to then pay somebody that can work.
But no, doesn't do it.
That does not need to be helped, that can... actually go out there, find a job, but no, they just don't because I don't have to.
Yeah.
And since that attitude has become, I don't have to go to work because the government tends me a lot of people. And then what happens is this guy sees that shit like I'm working and I'm living double the hard life this asshole is doing by doing nothing. Might as well just do the same thing he's doing. And then it just kept spreading. And that's how it is.
And that's what the last government was trying to do. But not we, because I didn't do shit about it, because it was right. But the people started bitching about it, right? If you want help by the government, you need to have the help. You need the help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I 100% agree that if you're going to have some special type of help with the government, you need to prove that you're fucked in the ass.
Yes.
Depression is not a fucking disability. Go depressed and go to fucking work. Any dumb shit that is not physical, you should be able to go to fucking anxiety. I don't give a fuck. Smoke some weed before you go to work.
I mean, that is something they do, right? It's legal.
Legally have anxiety and shit, and they say, listen, this person needs to do this certain amount of things to go to work and do perform.
Because I know there's a law in where is it? Is it California? If you have like a cancer.
Yeah,
or tell it, and then you smoke weed. They give
but
you
then that's cancer. That's different than I'm talking. About.
No. But I'm saying like there is a law that allows you to smoke weed and you still work.
But there's my thing. If you have cancer,
and
you have to smoke weed to not feel
the pain.
At that point, stay the fuck home, and the government should help you.
Yes.
That's different.
Yes.
I'm talking about this little bitch with depression, anxiety. And
no, I'm saying like there's people that actually.
And they go to work.
And they go to work.
Yeah.
With all the pain. And I'm saying, and then this guy just saying, I don't feel comfortable around people, and he can stay home and get the help.
No. You know what I'm saying? They do. They have medicine for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you get this little shit, some antidepressants, some anxiety shit, and you fucking go back groceries or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But don't give him money because he's, oh, I don't, I have antisocial problems. What the fuck are you, Michael Jackson? Always want your car. Even Michael Jackson went out and did concerts. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I how would I put this? I don't like crowded places.
Yeah.
I don't like, but, me neither. But I worked at a grocery store for a couple of years, and I went with it. I needed the money. I wanted to work, and I had to do stuff. So I just did it.
Like,
I didn't care.
You can go any work, right? And you start working, and for some reason, out of the blue, it just depends where you work, man.
Yeah.
But I agree, and they have to make it hard. Not too fucking hard, you know what I'm saying? Because then people that do need it,
yeah, yeah.
Like, if, say, I don't know, bro. You're 20, you're fully physical health, whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to get, I don't even know how to put this shit, man.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if you're actually going full time to college or something like that, where you literally can't work.
Yeah, but then at that point,
and you can get some assistance.
At that point, school pays you. You're going to, but if
you get, what I'm saying is, some people actually pay out of pocket.
Yeah.
They don't have scholarships or anything. I understand. Then yeah, you can get a little bit of help. But if you're half time and you can work half time, do that. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that use the excuse, "Oh, I'm too busy doing something, and I can't."
There's
do
people
the other
that
one.
Work to go through college.
Yes.
And then the part where, and then I like the ones where their whole shit's paid because they got scholarships, and then they still get more money after that.
Yeah, because I guess they give you a certain amount, and then you use the amount you need, you buy your books, and whatever is left, you can take it.
Yeah.
They give it to you, yes.
I just feel like, shit.
Take it, you turn your thought.
I don't know. I feel like say you go to college and you get all that. Okay, let me put it. Let me find a. All right, you're going to college full time.
Yep.
And you got a. What was that called? Was it pay all your classes and shit? A like, grant or something?
Yeah,
right?
A grant, a loan. Yeah, yeah. But some
people
get loans.
Okay, I feel like in that grant should be your books and everything.
Which normally it is.
Now, I understand that if you're away from home, you know how people go out of state and they
stay. Yeah, if you're out of state, they charge you more.
Then if whatever money's left, then that's fine. You can keep it. Now, if there's proof that where you're going to college and you're staying home,
mm-hmm.
and your classes are paid and everything, but you're still home, you shouldn't get more money. Why don't you give the money to that doesn't have money for books and shit?
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, instead of giving you the money, you send the bill. They pay it and that's it. If you live at home,
your grant was
$5,000, $10,000. Okay,
and your books class everything was $6,300. That's what, $2,500 more for extra. That goes into the fund.
$4,000 something more.
Whatever the fuck, right?
More.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That goes into the school fund.
Yep.
The less fortunate guy comes and listen, man. I can't pay $200 for a book.
And he can prove it. I really have no more money.
And then they're like, all right, well, from this grant, blah, 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 that goes there.
Yeah, from the fund we have here. Yeah, sure. Here, you can have this book. Because they truly need it. You need the book to pass the goddamn class.
So, I mean, what I'm saying is don't give a $10,000 grant. You go and then you're approved for the grant. How much is it?
$1,665. That's it. True. Yeah. Because technically, the grant is for the classes and the books and your supplies. That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
some people, like, they get a lot back. You know what I'm saying?
And then the taxes thing, where, I mean, taxes, you can say, I went to school and you get money.
I think, but they do say if you have grant, they don't. It goes like in a specific box.
For you to get a taxes, you have to pay for your shit.
Yes.
Okay, then that's it.
Yeah, then if it was a grant something, you don't get the 1098-T, I think it is.
Yeah.
Or I think they give you one, but it will just say that it's grants. So.
I like the motherfuckers that went to school for a month and like, yeah, I went to school, so I'm going to put it on my taxes. They get $1,500 for going a month in school and backing the fuck out.
But it's depending how much you pay is how much you get back.
Yeah. So. But, so. The economy shit here is in dire need of reconstruction, yes. But we're focusing on some other dumb shit.
Yep.
And I'm not saying the racism talks need is dumb. That's not what I'm saying. The hate crimes, the homosexuals, the lesbians, LGBT. That's not what the fuck I'm talking about.
No.
Right?
In general, there is some fucked up shit.
Because people nowadays take shit out of concert like it's nobody's fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you can keep
you saw the thing a guy went like this on TV. The guy who won Jeopardy, he went like this or like this, something like that. And then people saying that he was doing the white power sign.
Yeah.
And then he was like, he said, I'm not racist. And then people literally wrote, we're going to go through all your social accounts as far as we can go and we'll prove you are.
I'm like, then what's
the point? The fuck is that?
Yeah.
So let's dig up this guy's past.
They're not going to find anything. He's on fucking Jeopardy.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not making fun of the guy because he probably win a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
But while you were in Facebook, right, and YouTube and social media doing your shit, he was reading a fucking encyclopedia.
Book. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He didn't have time to write, I hate black people.
No.
Right? He was here in the theory of Jack Nicholson's Joker. He fucked the shit out of Batwoman in Gotham.
I mean,
you know,
and if we're going to judge people because of their past, there's people that were at one point were racist. And some people do reform.
Exactly.
They do reform, but we want to go to the past.
Yeah.
There's people that went to jail, went to prison, and now they reform. They have a new, better life. But if we're going to judge them for what he did before, then what's the point of us trying to say we're progressing if we're going to go back?
Wasn't this called the land of opportunity at some point?
Yes. Yeah.
The Atlanta Second Chance, something like that?
Yeah, we went to the, because if you were in prison or in jail, you couldn't get a job. Mm-hmm. So they went like, the whole shit of you going to jail is to reform that person. But if he comes out and you don't give him a second chance.
Prison was called the reformatory, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the whole idea was we put them sometime there. He learned his lesson. That's what we're hoping for. He's new. So when he comes out, and then he can't find a job, and we judge him for what he did, then he has to go back to his old ways because he doesn't know any other way to make money. And if we do that to every person, we will find skeletons in everybody's closet. Nobody's perfect.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, whatever. If you're in another country, right?
Mm-hmm.
In another country.
Oh, shit.
It doesn't matter, second, third world country. Don't come here.
Yeah, what?
Don't come here. If you're from India and or Japan or China, you know, and it's hard over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they usually come here looking for the American. Don't fucking do it.
No, there's no American dream.
There's no American dream. What the fuck are you talking about?
And hell, they do come here and they outshine all the people that's living here.
Here's my thing: the people that come here doing like looking for that stuff. Did mm-hmm. they not watch the news and see what the fuck is going on over here? The Americans can't even find the American dream.
No. That's true.
Yeah.
Hell, there's people living in America and finding the dream in another
somewhere
country.
Somewhere else.
That's true.
They're like, we're going to Mexico. Fuck it.
Yeah. And they actually end up being successful
rich over there.
That's true.
Yeah, I understand. Maybe it's hard where you're at. There's no cars. You got to shit on the street. Whatever the fuck. At some point, and I fucking bet on it, at some point, your country is going to be at or a better position than we are right now.
Yeah, we're going like backwards.
100%. I'm almost positive. Because, I mean, countries aren't like in the fucking movies. India doesn't look like a fucking...
No.
Right? India is actually a very advanced country.
Yeah.
They just have a different way of doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Your woman talks shit, she's going to get slapped. You know what I'm saying?
Even in Egypt, you paint pyramids and desert, and you look at the capital.
It's a whole ass city.
It's beautiful.
It's like, a whole ass city.
Yeah.
It's just they're
in the movies, yeah. It's just that in the movies.
It's just the way they're progressing is slower than we did. That's all it is.
Yeah, but they have almost all the shit we have.
And I understand that. It's just like the it's like a I want to say a video game. like, you know how the video games, to get to the better part of the city, you gotta go to the middle, and then as it goes outer, it's less.
Yeah.
Right? So the growth from the middle out is very, very slow. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Here, the progress is like almost squared out.
Yeah. We already went through the whole phases.
Over there, middle's good. Middle intermittent is like, you know, normal. And then when you go to the outer skirts, we're just...
And then you have other countries which are advanced like us, like UK, like fucking Japan,
Dubai, fucking Dubai.
Yeah.
But still, Japan and China still have the outer rims where it's just...
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
those are the people that are like, well, here's garbage, blah, blah, blah. And then there's the same people. There's no same opportunities. But then you come here and you're like,
not so different.
Fucking
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then and we get the
because the way sometimes the government paints America, you come over here, you will have everything you need. We'll help you. When they come over here, they go like, you need this, you need this, you need that, you need this, you need that. And then you're like, well, I didn't have any of that.
And you were fine over there. You're over there. You had a shish kebab and a bowl of rice every day. And over here,
you
go to without eating 3 days, and then you make enough money to buy a McDouble, and then this is fucking garbage.
And that's a dollar.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A dollar or whatever.
All I'm saying is, I mean, nobody's gonna see this in fucking China or Japan, right?
Yeah.
But if you can pass the fucking message on, tell them to fucking stay over there. So we can figure some shit out. Right?
Yeah. Because right now we're not helping anybody.
Because right now we're just talking about everybody like they're a fucking baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, every person that comes here and brings their family is dooming themselves. And then the country's going to go more and more and more dead because they're going to try to help and they won't. Mm-hmm. We're over flooded.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it sounds like I'm fucking dictating this shit, but I'm serious.
Remember, we the people means we the government.
We the people means the government, so fuck you. Right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, people in their country are running from shit, and we in our country, we're trying to run from shit within the fucking country.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Either financially, mentally, physically. Mortality, trying not to get fucking robbed and killed somewhere by a robber or the fucking police.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We have a homeless problem.
We have
that nobody pays attention
to. Wish if you do not make your moves right, you're going to end up being there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just this country's like, this country needs to go to Mount Valhalla and look itself spiritually, do like a fucking spiritual journey. The whole country just
walking together and shit.
Let's go to Mount Valhalla and fucking find a monk or some shit to tell us.
Yo,
go to the monk and the monk is like, you cannot fix yourself until you fix yourself. What the fuck? I knew that. The fuck. So yeah, that's
it's almost like that thing that said like, if you don't put your house in order, how can you help the ones outside of it?
Yes, yeah, like some of that. Yeah,
yeah. So that's the U.S. The U.S. inside the house is all fucked up, but they're trying to fix everything in the outside.
If the house is on fire, you can't turn the fire from inside the house. You got to do it from outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what happens when your grandma teaches you how to fucking drive, bitch. The whole fucking country goes to shit.
So we're back at the beginning.
God damn it. Listen, your grandma was out there when the first car started running around.
Hey, yeah. Shit. She still had one of those. They can sell it for a good amount of money now.
Yep. Well, that's what we're facing now. The Constitution is just for the government.
Yeah. We don't have rights here. It's because we the people do not exist. It's we the government.
It's the government. Jesus Christ, this info can't keep shitting.
Oh. Did he just do a superhero pose right there?
Yeah. Mills is getting blasted, bro.
Oh boy.
Anyway, that's all I have to say today.
Fuck. Shit.
Nothing good.
Let everything out. You feel good. Light.
I was mad about the fucking old people in their cars, and then I remember Biden's all this shit too.
But he doesn't drive.
No.
He gets driven around,
so he's doing at least one thing.
Because he's the government, and the government is the president, and so he controls it.
We the government, we the people don't drive. And they're like, okay, Mr. President. But he's technically trying to do that just for the gun shit.
Yeah, so he's just saying
he's just trying to say we can change it if we fucking want to.
Yeah.
No.
No, you can't. No. They're saying that a case that from New York for gun control, it's hitting Supreme Court.
Yeah, and it's just.
But the Supreme Court can't change it. They just interpret the Constitution.
Yeah. I'm telling you something. They pass this law. Go to 50 houses and tell me which one of the 50 houses are going to give you their fucking guns.
I mean, if they do pass it, let's assume they do.
It's got to be voluntary. There's no shot. They're going to go to your house.
They're going to go to your house and say, do you have any guns? You're going to say, no. And they will have to say, okay, because they can't come in. Because they don't have, they cannot give out warrants for that.
No.
That I know of. Maybe they can. I mean, but you will hide the guns.
They'll know if you have guns. You got to have them registered. There's no shot.
Yeah. Right? But you're not going to give them.
It's either going to, first it's going to be voluntary, and then they're going to try to go by law.
And then if they go by law, it's going to be a fucking civil war.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
You know how many shootings are going to be in the news?
Yeah, people are not going to give up their guns. There's no fucking shot. There's no fucking shot.
Mm-mm.
There's no shot. How the fuck are we going to protect ourselves from the fucking government that's going on right now?
Mm-hmm. Because the whole idea of bearing your weapons,
and
if the government goes crazy, we have the right to revolt.
Yeah, to take over. Oh, it is.
And bring it back to
what it was.
What it was.
That's it. And that's why he's trying to take off. And that's.
But he's with the government, yo.
And yep. I understand. Fuck. I understand there's school shootings. I fucking understand that. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen with the loss of guns or without the fucking loss of the guns.
Do we not see the guy that stabbed a bunch of people?
The kid's going to find the gun legally or illegally, or he's going to bring a fucking machete and hack your shit regardless.
What's the definition of a criminal?
Doing the crime. Yes.
What's the actual definition?
I don't fucking know, bitch. The fuck are you talking about?
A person that does not follow the law.
You can't even give a fuck.
So I put a law that says no guns allowed. Okay. Guess what the criminal is going to do?
Get a fucking gun.
Because what?
You don't give a fuck. You don't give a damn.
Because a criminal does not follow the law.
You don't give a fuck what Joe Biden says.
Didn't we ban drugs?
That shit good at photo.
Didn't we ban alcohol in the 1800s?
And Kennedy had a stash of.
Was it 1800 or 1700?
No. It was like
1900, early 1900.
No, I don't know. Kennedy was cigars.
Yeah.
Kennedy was cigars, right?
Yeah, cigar.
The Cuban cigar. And he ordered a bunch to keep him in the office. But yeah, they banned alcohol and we were still drinking.
We still find a way to drink.
That's it. So
and then some people got arrested that were called criminals for drinking alcohol. You're saying.
So all I'm saying is
there's a bunch of shit we have banned and we still have.
Even if you somehow get that fucking amendment of the Constitution out of the Constitution, which I see it fucking not happening.
I can say, you can already see that guy with the shit that's full of guns. You're going trying to take it from me. Fucking C4 in the house. You're
gonna see the guys smiling with their guns on Facebook. Come and get it, bitch.
Yeah.
Come on. Like I said, I only have
Maybe a lot where you don't sell assault rifles and just 9mm, right?
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I thought it was going to be. If it's going to be like a military-grade gun, you either have to be a company, a protection
certified,
company,
yeah.
Or you were like a soldier, active soldier, and that was your gun for practicing.
And
your only use is for practice range and blah, blah, blah.
Or even have them where, you know, the gun range.
Mm-hmm.
Have them there in a locker, and then you can only use it there.
There, that's it. I thought
you rent it. You fucking rent the gun.
I thought that's what it's going to be. Now, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. He's just fucking the economy. How are the gun owners going to report to the government? Not the gun owners.
The gun stores.
Gun shops, gun range people, gun schools. What? How are they going to report the taxes to the government and money for you?
They will have to change their whole thing.
Right?
Instead of a gun shop,
he's just going for people's
time. Bow shop. Bow target range.
I mean, still do that, but still.
Yeah, I'm saying everybody's gonna go up to that.
I'll do ninja stars. Walk around with a pouch back here like Naruto. And just fucking...
I will watch a couple episodes of Naruto and just learn how to throw the
bitch,
fucking star.
Fuck, kunai knife, motherfucker. On some scorpion shit. I'll start roping this bitch. He hit another one.
Yep, with the bitches loaded.
Ah, But yeah, man, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a big gun owner. I only have a 9mm just in case
you don't have any guns.
Just in case you just in case you break into my house, you know what I'm saying?
I don't have any guns, but I do have a bat.
And if you come to my house and you're like, you know, by law you gotta give up your gun, I'll be like, nah.
Take it from me.
What are you gonna do? Arrest me? Okay, sure. And then I get out 24 hours later and go to my house and be like, you need to give me your gun. Nah. At some point you're gonna be like, let's pause this guy for a minute, let's go next door.
And then you're gonna have the same thing.
So I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, and try to go to that house where the guy has explosives. Guns.
That's a crazy motherfucker they need to find. See?
And that's the whole point.
They should do that. That should be the whole point.
Yeah, I mean, but those guys do have registered guns. That's my point. But you don't know how crazy they are until you go to their house and then you walk in and he goes like C4 all over the fucking roof.
And I don't even think it should be take all the guns. Limit it to one assault rifle, one side gun.
Restrict how many weapons you can have.
That's exactly. Fine. Now, if you got
you restrict how many guns you can have, and that will probably keep a gun owner at peace.
And here's the thing. Don't even take him away, right? You go into the house, register guns, but where are your guns? He opens up this shit, right? This fucking wall to wall.
Fucking a Men in Black shit opens the wall.
Sir, you can only keep 2 assault rifles and a handgun. We'll buy the rest.
Yeah. There you go.
Fuck it.
So you go.
Turn this off. It's pissing me off. Turn it off. You can watch it. Yeah, pissing me off. Dumb motherfuckers. Credit their guns or like, I don't know, buy their guns.
But then you think somebody is going to sell the guns, right? And the government goes to an illegal shop. Hey, yo. I need what's up? This is the list of the guns they bought. This is what I need back.
You know what I'm saying? Just. Don't go full dictator on people.
Yeah, no, because that's
what people don't like.
Yeah.
They're thinking they're going to come here, take all my guns. What's next? My house, my car.
Yeah. And then the moment you do that, I'm telling you, there's going to be shootings. Every door they knock, give me your guns or we're coming in to take it. And when the moment you're going in, the whole family will have AK-47s, R-15 shooting.
I don't know what's going through his head. I don't know if he's like, I want to do what Obama tried to do for 8 years in the year. He's going to end up, people are not going to be happy about this.
If you want to see how it works, go to Chicago. Chicago has a zero strict gun owning whatever.
And there's,
it's the crime capital.
There's 80%.
80% of the crimes is gun related.
There's an 80% chance that you're going to buy a hot dog and get shot in the face.
Yeah.
Give me your hot dog, pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean... It's a serious topic that we are just talking about lightly, and this motherfucker is just going buck wild shit crazy with this shit.
Because we're thinking that everything that has gun is gonna be peaceful. It's not.
It's not. It's not. Really not.
It's not.
We're in some shit times in this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
But just keep playing Warzone and. Fortnite and just don't fucking worry about the world.
Yeah, but don't fucking worry.
Don't look at the news either. You know what I'm saying? James Charles might snap you though. Yeah. So
and then you might be 15 or 14, but it's okay. He's a YouTube star, yeah. And we'll just demonetize his videos. And
That's it.
No actual repercussions through the law of child pornography, which technically it is because you're not over 18. But it's okay. He's James Charles.
At some point in life, he like goes through this to like YouTube and sees us. He's like, what the fuck did I do to them?
Yeah. Besides the file, you send pictures to kids.
He's gonna do like a video. I don't know. This people on YouTube, they have like 2 views per video. And
they fucking hate me.
They fucking hate me. I don't know why. I don't know.
Maybe because you were hitting up 15-year-olds.
Yeah, probably. You know,
yeah, but that might be a really big cost of our criticism.
You know what I'm saying?
On this platform that you pretty much run for a while.
It's just, I mean, he got a bunch of shit taken away. I don't think it's enough.
I mean, but I don't think that's right. I thought there should be
legal
repercussions to it.
Yep.
But apparently, all you have to do is just do a YouTube video saying I'm sorry, and you get a pass.
And I mean, and take all your money. He already has millions of dollars. He doesn't need your fucking
money. No.
He'll find it somewhere else. It doesn't matter. So
he will just change, not even just, he will skip selling his brand with a different name. He just takes the James Charles part of it.
Yeah,
right?
That's it.
He keeps creating it, keeps sending it to companies, and companies don't give a fuck what he did. They're just going to keep selling it.
Yeah, so that's one of the things. That's one of the things we're looking at instead of we the people is the government.
We talk about the children from the border, but we don't talk about the children that are fucking disappearing in the U.S.
Oh, fuck no. Of course not. Because that's the government taking them for... Yeah.
We talk about the children, but what about the children? They're on the borders on a place where we can find them, but the ones in our house, they're gone.
Can't find it, no.
Nope. They're gone.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. The rings they have in California, they touched about it, what? Talk on the news, way once or twice?
Once or twice, that's it.
That's it. But nobody took up about the human trafficking in California. Talked about it maybe once or twice, and that's it.
But since it's, half of the government is the one disappearing the kids, so it doesn't matter.
That's also true.
That's why
I'm going to get arrested.
We the people is the government.
Yeah, we the that's people.
Yo, what if that's the thing they say, like, under and behind doors?
And yeah, they close the office. And
like, there you go.
We
the people is the government.
Sir. That's how they
some, on some Hydra shit.
Yeah, Hydra shit and on the bag.
Oh fuck. And he fucked up and he said on national TV.
That's why they all went like, oh shit.
Fuck. We the people. It's the government. That's their motto in the ring.
Yeah, on the ring, the behind the ring. Like not that like the part that's inside. Yeah.
We the people.
It says like we the people here, and then when you take it out, it says we the government. Yeah. We the government.
Fuck.
We just start a whole conspiracy theory right here, bro.
I'm gonna go to Facebook and do some shit.
The earth is oval, and we the people are the government.
We are the government. That's why that's why it's the Oval Office, because it goes full circle.
Yeah.
We the people. We is the government.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh man, I can't believe he said that. I gotta find that shit.
We're not talking about his son anymore either.
No, that will disappear. I knew that was gonna die down, even though he illegally did some shit. And then because Trump said, "Look at that shit," he was the one who was starting to get impeached.
Yeah.
What? Yep. And then the son just disappears.
Gone. Was he in the inauguration? He was, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's what people were saying. Like, is he gonna have like White House access?
Probably is. Probably does.
And you're like, whoa, okay. Yeah.
China probably knows some shit about us that we don't even know about us. Thanks, Hunter. Motherfucker gave him a code name for a spy.
Yeah, right. Hunter.
Hunter.
Shit.
If you look at the difference between how he ran for president and how he is now, Biden, it's a fucking 100-degree change.
Yeah. And we
said it. I fucking said it.
Everybody that was against it, they say, this is just for now. Once he gets in office, it's going to go.
Vice President, too. She don't give a fuck about no fucking border either.
I don't know what she's doing. She is barely in the news.
Nothing.
You barely hear anything she's trying to move forward. Anything. Nothing.
She's sitting there.
Waiting
for her turn.
Yeah, true. We said that too.
She's not going to say nothing too controversial to fuck up her chances.
Yeah.
Right? She's going to sit there quietly, let Biden fuck up, and then she's going to come up and try to fix it. That's what it is.
Yeah, where Biden says the wrong thing.
I'll put my whole fucking 3 inches on it. It's still even 3 inches. You know what I mean? I'm saying. Three minus six is still three, baby.
Shit.
Fuck. That's what we get for letting old ladies drive. Anyway,
that's how it goes.
See if Ivan has a lighter. What the fuck?
For like a barbecue?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. I'm gonna take it. Fuck, what time? Well, how long do we go there? Do you even have time for the vampires or what? There's one in the office. Biden's. Oh.
Fuck. 49?
We can do 20 minutes vampires.
Bams. Bams.
Regular.
So we did ghosts. Witches. We did witches. And now we're doing vamps.
Yeah.
vampire.
Dracula.
Dracula. All right, so according to this page that we found, vampires are evil mythological beings who roam the world at night searching for people whose blood they feed upon. They may be the best known classic monsters of all.
Fucking right.
Most people associate vampire with Count Dracula,
fucking
the
right.
legendary blood-sucking subject of Bram Stoker's epic novel Dracula, which was published in 1897. But the history of vamps began long before Stoker was born.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You blood-sucking motherfucker. Blandly.
Gladly suck your blood.
Yeah, gladly. Wait, what?
Wait.
If a vampire says that now to somebody, they go like, wait. What are we talking about here?
I mean, don't get me wrong. the dick has like very, very like.
That's what I'm saying, because the whole erection is that the blood rushes to your thing, you know. So he's gonna, whoa, wait a minute.
The new 2021 vampire like, movie. Yeah, they dress up like strippers and shit. And they just bite your dick off.
I mean, shit rushes through it.
Like,
you know?
A fucking, like a smoothie straw.
We just did a new...
Remember those McDonald's straws that used to come for the
movie? What I'm saying is, you're going to get hit with Pornhub email. Yo, can you give us that idea again? We're going to do Count Succula.
She does not drink blood. She's up for your white cells.
What the fuck?
Give me that smoothie, boy.
All right.
She keeps them in a freezer.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Shit. That was good. So, apparently, according to this article, there are almost as many different characters of vampire as there are vampire legends. But the main character of a vampire of vampires is they drink human blood. They typically drain the victim's blood using their sharp fangs, killing them and turning them into vampires. So they either kills them and turns them into vampires. Okay. In general, vampires hunt at night since sunlight weakens their powers. Some may have the ability to morph into bat or a wolf. Vampires have super strength and often have hypnotic and sexual effects on their victims. Mm-hmm. They can see their image. You can't see their image in the mirror and cast no shadows. That's a part I never understood.
Because they're not really alive. That's all they want to say.
Yeah, I know, but still, he's still material. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So according to this, the first story was named after Count Dracula, after Vlad Dracula, also known as Vlad the Impaler, which if you haven't read his story, it's pretty fucked up.
This is a poor name. Huh? Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah. Vlad Dracula was born in Transylvania, Romania. So yeah, so if you type that, you might get a porn hub.
Yeah, you may. Yeah.
He ruled Wallachia, Romania off and from 1456 to 1462. Some historians describe him as a just yet brutal, cruel ruler who violently fought off the Ottoman Empire. He earned his nickname because his favorite way to kill him was to impale them on a wooden stake. According to the legend, Vlad Dracula enjoyed dining amidst his dying victims and dipping his bread in their blood. Holy shit. Where those gory tales are true is unknown.
I'm down for that movie, even if it's not like a vampire movie.
Yeah, the Vlad the Impaler movie.
I'm down.
Many people believe this story sparked Stork's imagination to create Count Dracula, who was also from Transylvania, suck his victim's blood, and could be killed by driving a stake through his heart.
So he just played with a story.
Mm-hmm. But according to Dracula expert Elizabeth Miller, Stoker didn't base Count Dracula's life on Vlad Dracula. Nonetheless, the similarity between the two Draculas are intriguing. So even though there's evidence that they technically almost have the same story, she just went like, no, he didn't. Okay.
Fucking.
Okay. So, vampire superstition driven in the Middle Ages, especially as the plague decimated entire towns. The disease often left behind bleeding mouth lesions. Lesions on his victim, which to the uneducated was such a sign of vampirism. It was uncommon. If back in the day
back
we thought they were witches, zombies, and shit like that. Yeah. You know? So it was uncommon for anyone with unfamiliar physical or emotional illness to be labeled a vampire. Also, if they were healthy, strong, and emotional, yeah, he was a sick motherfucker.
Yeah.
Many researchers have pointed out to porphyria, a blood disorder that can cause severe blisters on skins that are exposed to sunlight. As a disease that may have been linked to vampire legends. So if you had a rare condition when the sun hit your skin,
You
were gonna get a wound on your heart that day, you know, at night when you were sleeping.
Yeah, you're fucking gone.
Damn. Oh, Abby's homeward. 9-8. Sweet. Nice. Some symptoms of porphyria can be temporarily relieved by ingesting blood. Okay. Other diseases blamed for promoting the vampire myth include rabies and goiter. What's goiter?
What?
Goiter.
Goiter?
Goiter. I'm gonna Google that real quick.
Rabies and goiter.
What's goiter? Please be a good link. Be a good link.
It's a normal enlargement of the thyroid gland. The thyroid is barely shaped.
Oh, so it makes your.
Oh, when your neck is like this.
Oh, that's the whole Dracula thing when he's. Oh yeah. Oh okay. 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 I see you. All right. When suspects of vampires died, their bodies were often disinterred to search for signs of vampirism. In some cases, the state was thrust through their corpse heart to make sure they stayed dead. Oh, yeah. What the fuck? Others' accounts describe the decapitation and burning of corpses that are suspect of being vampires well into the 19th century. We did that for like 200 years, bro.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Marcy Brown may rival Count Dracula as the most notorious vampire. Unlike Count Dracula, however, Marcy was a real person. She lived in Exeter, Rhode Island, and was the daughter of George Brown, a farmer. After George lost many family members, including Marcy in the late 1800s to tuberculosis, his community used Marcy as a scapegoat to explain their deaths.
Oh, my God.
It was common at the time to blame several deaths in one family to the undead. The bodies of each dead family member were often exhumed and searched for signs of vampirism.
Jesus Christ.
So they keep digging up their bodies until they were satisfied? God damn. When Mercy's body was exhumed, it did not display severe decay. Not surprising that her body was placed in the above ground vault during a New England winter. Makes sense. The townspeople accused her of being a vampire and making her family sick from the icy grave. They cut out her heart, burned it, then fed it the ashes to her sick brother. But not surprisingly, he died shortly thereafter. Fuck. Holy shit, man. People were fucking crazy.
The fact that somebody's like, yo, that's a good fucking idea.
Yeah, that's a fucking good idea for a movie. real vampires. Although modern science has silenced the vampire fears for the
instead,
past.
Instead of him dying, he turns into like a badass vampire and kills everybody.
Yeah, he fucking goes nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People who call themselves vampires do exist. They're normally seeming people who drink small amount of blood and perhaps misguided effort to stay healthy. Community self-identified power can be found on the internet and cities and towns around the world to avoid rekindling the vampire superstition. Most modern vampires keep to themselves and typically conduct their feeding rituals, which include drinking the blood of willing donors in private. Some vampires do not ingest human blood but claim feed of the energy of others. So this is the aura sucking vampires. Many say that if they do not feed regularly, they become agitated or depressed. Okay. There's medicine for that. Vampires.
You can still go to work, pussy. Just because you're an aura vampire doesn't mean you can't go to fucking work. What the fuck? I'm a vampire. I haven't had a meal all day. I'm fucking depressed. Blah, blah, blah.
Vampire became mentioned after Dracula was published. Since then, Count Dracula and their persona has been the topic of many film, books, and television shows. Given the fascination people have with all things horror, vampire, real, or imagined, are likely to continue to inhabit Earth for years to
come. I wish they were fucking real. I'd like to be a vampire. Have you seen vampire sex in the movies? They're fucking great. Can I bite your neck and you bite me back and we get aroused?
Oops, I accidentally killed her.
Oh shit.
I drink too much blood.
What's the name of the fucking what's the name of the always the human guy that's the like your helper
the
what's the name Dracula's helper, what's his name?
It's not Igor, right?
No, Igor is from...
That's the Hunchback, right?
Yeah, from Frankenstein, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How to look at Dracula's Helper?
Yeah. They have a like, they have a specific name for them. Like a vampire butler.
Renfield, what's his name? Renfield, come get this bitch. I suck too much blood. Fuck. Well.
Oh man. Yep. Interesting.
If listen to me, man. If you call yourself a vampire,
I mean, I've seen a few documentaries and people that go into like the shows. They go to the shows where they actually interview them. The vampire, they actually have the person that donates the blood and shit.
It's crazy.
I was like, whoa.
Listen, man.
Do at least they get tested first?
Go home. Go home. Smoke half a joint. Put Blade 1 through 3 and go to bed. And then put Van Helsing if it's not enough for you. Yo, Van Helsing is a badass movie.
Yep. Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't do more. Van Helsing. I thought that was the first movie for like a Monsterverse they wanted to do because they introduced
Dracula,
werewolf, they introduced the werewolf, Frankenstein, they introduced a bunch of shit.
I need to finish it. That Dracula show on Netflix. It's weird as
fuck. You haven't seen it like fully?
I'm on the episode where they're in the boat, which is apparently one of the best episodes there is, but I haven't.
Yeah, the last episode, you're confused as shit, but it explains itself.
Yeah, but then I don't think they didn't do as good as they thought it was gonna do.
No, the third episode is a letdown compared to the like how the show.
I like the first one where he's like on the monster. He's all and he comes from like that. He's all naked, and just fucking.
That scene was fucking epic.
But yeah, I'm on the episode from the boat, which is apparently was one of the best ones.
Yeah, that's the best episode.
And I don't think it's coming back.
No,
it didn't do good. A bunch of people watched it, but
like the first two episodes were like the rating was high, but the way they ended it, it's almost like it didn't give you enough to go further because then you're like,
But I need to watch Invincible. The season finale was yesterday.
Oh yeah, I heard that. That's crazy shit too.
Well, we went to Top Golf yesterday. And apparently, Ivan is a
natural golfer.
He just needs to tweak his swing, and he's good. You were doing baseball swings.
Yeah,
I was trying to do the actual swing. You're just fucking
and I was doing it right.
I couldn't even if I do the baseball swing, I can't do it. I don't know. I kept hitting the floor.
I hit the car.
That was.
It was the moment you said, "Do not hit the car." I hit it, and you can hear the boom.
It wasn't like it was
boom. Fucking hit a line drive to the car.
Line drive to the
and
car.
And the car right. Stayed there the rest of the night.
And then you did one, and it went just over the car.
Over the car.
Ivan, what the fuck?
And I wasn't even looking where the hell I was. Just swinging the shit out of it.
After you go there 2 or 3 times, then you do fucking
tweets. But the guy that was right beside it, that guy goes.
You hear the fucking guns.
You can hear he was hitting the ball so hard. I think you can hear it on the fucking stairs when you're going the first.
Did you see the one that almost went over?
Yeah,
that guy was insane. But it's just I haven't gone there since last June, so it's been like a year since I've been to Top Golf. I used to go every Monday.
What?
And I worked overnight, so I used to go every Monday morning.
Every Monday morning?
Yeah.
Shit.
And then we stopped doing it because of Corona. And that was it.
Damn.
But yeah, I think we should do that like once a month or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that'll be fun.
Go on Saturdays, do a 2-hour, but do like, just.
That burger was lit too.
That burger had no reason being that good.
I'm here for the goal, but the burger was a whoa.
What the fuck?
Yo.
You came for the sport, but then you stayed for the food.
No, we are not. We don't have
a you get promotion there, with you fucking Golf. You fucking get there. It's like, what bit do you want? Where's the fucking burger?
Burger.
First of all, I want the burger waiting for me when I get to the base. So hurry the fuck up. How many hours you want? I don't give a fuck. Just the burger.
However long it takes to give me that burger.
And just keep him fucking coming until I tell you to stop.
Fucking burger buffet.
You can't swing no more. Oh.
Fuck. Oh boy. I mean, I think this is it, bro.
Yeah, that's it, bro. Don't let your grandma teach you how to drive. Don't be a bitch.
We officially, we the people don't mean shit. It's the government.
We the people is the government.
Yep.
Again, keep your fucking eyes open. I know we sit here every either Saturday or Sunday. We come talk shit. But we are paying attention.
We woke.
We woke in the right way. Right? The government's gonna come fuck you and fuck you. He ain't gonna fuck me.
So you saw the what's her name, or her, Kylie Jenner is running for governor.
You know what she said the other day?
What?
If you're born a biological boy, you shouldn't be going on women's sports. Good for her. I'm voting for the bitch.
Yes, me too.
All right, this was from the fucking.
But he has a girl. I mean, she has a girlfriend too, right?
No, that's he. He was a track running.
No, but like currently, I think she has a girlfriend.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he stay married to what's her name or whatever.
Fuck. No, they're gone. They're gone.
But she is a guy that went through the whole transformation, and she's saying if you were born a boy,
because he understands.
He understands.
She understands
exactly what he said, right?
Yes.
So if she's gone through the whole process, and she's saying this. You that only put makeup on should shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Yes. James. This was Cedric and Ivan from their Brother Box, and this was
Brothers Weekly.
See you later, you government-controlled motherfuckers.
Do not forget, we are the government.